step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You know you are a freak, Zach Wapner. I mean, unbelievable.
What did I miss? I was doing some work.
He's
over here.
Unbelievable.
I want to know what I missed.
About the jerseys and that the Gators in Michigan are going to be wearing and how cool it's going to be. He's going to be there.
I actually like the all maize jerseys from Michigan.
Don't
I feel a little
enable
bit,
him.
I feel a little bit bad that they're going to ruin Zach's vacation because I love Zach, but it's going to be a rough
3.5 Michigan.
Rough couple days
what
in
do you
Dallas
think?
For this guy.
Michigan 3.5.
Yes.
I got the Gators at 4.
Plus 4.
Yeah. Took him with the points.
Who's your bookie?
Don't worry about it. Know a guy.
You know a guy.
I know.
The Vegas thing. Monopoly money.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah. Front office face-off. Let's see if I can get this going a little bit better than the grip it or rip it. We're going to keep it clean, boys.
I'm going to use all your plus four
no
money.
Hits below the belt. Y'all know the drill.
Rabbit punch is okay, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only kind that Aaron uses.
The hammer.
The hammer. Problem number one, the hype train has USF painted on the side as everyone thinks the Bulls could have an undefeated season, much of that based on star quarterback Quentin Flowers. The debate on if he'll actually make it to New York City as a Heisman finalist remains to be seen. What does Q have to do to make it to the Big Apple?
Since I won, I'm going to just take it and take the liberty to go first here since I won Grip It or Rip It. Quentin Flowers was really good quarters 2, 3, and 4. What he has to do is just be himself. I think he was finding his way. No Marlon Mack this season. I think he was finding his way, getting a little comfortable with some pieces that, even though they've been with him the last couple of years, haven't been the top guy. D'Ernest Johnson was fantastic the rest of that game, especially the second quarter. I think Quentin has already gotten used to the pieces he's going to be using this season. He'll only get better. The schedule's not that tough for USF this year. I think Quentin Flowers' numbers are going to be inflated because of that schedule, but he will be very, very good in the process, and he'll be there. That's the only way. That's all you have to do to get there. Be yourself. That's it. That will be good enough against his schedule.
How romper room of you. Just be yourself, Quentin. You know what? No. Don't be yourself.
Why do you got to say it like that?
Don't be yourself. Be Lamar Jackson last season because those are the kind of numbers you're going to have to put up on Saturday. 11 for 23. Not even 50% through the air. 11 for 23 for 212 and 2 touchdowns against a bad football team.
What was the score?
Running the football. 18 carries, 70 yards, and another touchdown. That will not get you an invite to New York, especially if you're only doing that against San Jose State. When you start playing some better competition, not that there's a lot of it on their schedule, when you start playing some better competition, you can't have 11 for 23 for 212 and a couple of touchdowns. You can't have 18 carries for 70 yards. You don't have to be yourself. You have to be Lamar Jackson. In this conference, you have to put up massive numbers for you to get an invite to New York. Saturday, what we saw was not good enough.
Yeah, that's an easy point to give to Pat. That might be the easiest point I've ever given to Pat.
No, you're biased because you're trust a Gator it. And you're chomping.
What does that have to do with Quentin
Flowers? Because you don't like USF. You're biased against every
like
other
I do like USF. I wish
Florida
the Gators
team.
Had Quentin Flowers.
He'll be fine. He did what he needed to do to win in 2, 3, and 4 in the quarters.
I'm not saying
he'll
he's a bad
okay.
quarterback. We're talking about the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, and he's working his kinks out. That was preseason
chance
game for
to
them.
Steal. Chance to steal for Aaron Jacobson.
I'll steal things.
We've never done the steal, but I'm going to try it
it's
out
gonna
here.
It's going to be terrible.
Chance to steal. If you can name the last quarterback to get invited to the Heisman Trophy presentation that wasn't in a Power 5 school, you have 10 seconds. 9 seconds.
Was it the Boise State quarterback?
Kellen
I don't know.
Moore?
How about Andy Dalton? I don't know. I don't remember.
Andy Dalton.
TCU, he was pretty good.
Exactly. So you just played.
Who was it?
It wasn't them. It was the kid.
You don't have an answer. You don't know the answer.
Jordan Lynch from Northern
all
Illinois
right,
University.
Right.
A lot of talk
good.
Back again.
In 2012.
A lot of talk
I got,
back
I like
again.
Northern Illinois this weekend, by the way.
Starting on the wrong foot as
plus
you're
three.
Down 0-1. Well, I guess it's still 1-0. Whatever. Anyways, problem number two. The Rays need to keep winning to make a playoff push. Which unit, the hitters, the defense, the starting pitching, or bullpen, should Rays fans worry about the least?
I think it's the starting pitching, because when you get guys at the back of the rotation suddenly pitching the way that Blake Snell is, suddenly pitching the way we saw last night from Austin Pruitt. I think the starting pitching is something that's always been an asset for this ball club, will always be an asset for this ball club as long as they're running things the way they are. The bullpen's been a lot better of late. We just talked about it being like 2.5 ERA over recent times, but you know what? As good as the bullpen is, those starters are just a little bit better. As good as the offense can be, way too inconsistent. It's definitely that staff.
The starting staff, to me, has been so inconsistent. Jake Odorizzi has to step up his game. Alex Cobb, when he's healthy, has to be good for this team every game. Chris Archer cannot give up early runs. Even though he's going late in his outings, he has to be consistently good throughout the game. To me, the least questions of going forward from what I've seen the last couple weeks, this offense is finding their groove. There are so many big bats in this lineup that I really am not worried. Lucas Duda, Danny Espinosa has been thrown into this lineup. That's a veteran that's got it done with the Nationals. Adani Echevarria has been fantastic. Evan Longoria, we know what he is. Logan Morrison's getting it back on. Corey Dickerson.
Are you going to answer the question ever or just ramble on
about
the race?
I'm giving you points.
There's only so many minutes in the segment, my man.
I'm not worried about that offense. That's the main point. I gave you a bunch of reasons why. And that offense will come together. The bullpen is good. I'm not worried about them. But the biggest question mark to me right now are the starting rotation and
cancel the 445 block.
If the bullpen can keep it going, you know what? I'm going to keep my answer going. There's a couple other guys in the lineup that have been. No, I'm good.
I don't remember the last time Aaron started in a 2-0 hole, but here we
are.
Don't
let him feed in you because I had a lank answer. I was just giving facts. Okay,
Pat gets the point.
Backing up my answers.
I can only blow out so many spot blocks for you, Aaron Jacobson. Problem number three. Let's go back to fight night. Mayweather-McGregor's over. Two worlds collided. It was really cool, right? Like a mega fight. You saw two guys from two different worlds.
That was cool, man.
Points for creativity here. Can you name another mega sports super cross match? I don't think I had enough adjectives in there. That you would like to see. You can say any two athletes from any two sports that you'd like to see go at it. Any sport.
Remember Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah.
That was the best.
That'd be great.
I wish they would bring that back.
I think that's kind of where you'd need to go with it because outside of boxing, like, what else could there be a matchup in that would be even a little bit entertaining? You know what I mean? I want to see Braun Strowman in a boxing ring. And if you don't know who Braun Strowman is, Google him because he's the biggest son of a bitch I've ever seen in my life. I just want to see him in a boxing ring against, like, four dudes, like, from any sport. Like, the guy's just one of the most incredible people I've ever seen. He's just a monster, and I want to see him beat people up.
Give me your 10 grossest, ugliest, wrestling, beefiest athletes and best character. Throw them in a pool. Synchronized swimming. Synchronized swimming. 10 versus 10.
Is this a sweep? Did we just have our first
synchronized
sweep?
Synchronized swimming. He said he wanted a different answer. I'm giving it to you.
That's
imagine
right.
The weirdest, grossest athletes you can find in a perfectly coordinated demonstration in a synchronized swimming act in a pool. It would be hilarious. That's what I want to see.
More people paying for pay-per-view for Braun Strowman boxing four dudes. I'm just saying.
Synchronized swimming. Hilarious.
I'd pay for a pay-per-view celebrity death match. What a good one out of the books.
Thank you, Eric
Jacobson.
That was my real answer.
That's the real answer, and that's the real point. So I'm giving it to Jacobson.
Who would be the first match?
Mayweather-McGregor rematch.
Anybody against Michael Vick.
Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan.
That one probably happened. That was probably a celebrity.
How about Michael Vick versus a bear?
Dude, it's not a fair match.
We're going to keep moving. We're going to go to issue number four here. The Bucks running back
situation. Don't sweat.
I know. The Bucks running back situation is fun. We've heard everything from rumors that Shady McCoy could get traded to Tampa to Doug Martin is the guy when he comes back to running back by committee with Quiz and Co. What is the best scenario for that position in Tampa Bay this year?
Well,
say it again. I'm sorry. Your first part of that was weird.
You were looking at me funny. The Bucks running back position, we've heard a bunch of different things that could happen with the running backs this year. What's the best case scenario for Tampa Bay?
It's you.
I think the best case scenario is Doug comes back from his suspension and becomes the Doug Martin we've seen in a couple of years where he's one of the best backs in football. You supplement him with a Jaquizz Rodgers who now can take a few snaps off after kind of being the lead guy those first three games. The best scenario for the Buccaneers is Doug Martin being Doug Martin and everybody else just kind of supplementing what Doug Martin does. You've seen it through the preseason. We've seen it. He is, hands down, the best running back on this football team. And when he gets back, that's what he's going to be. Everyone else will supplement that. And that's the best situation for this team to be as explosive as possible.
Best situation for this team is not just Doug Martin, it's depth. Pat nailed it. We know Doug Martin is the best out of these guys. That's no doubt. In those first three games when he's out, Jaquizz Rodgers and Peyton Barber have to step up and show us what they've got. And if they can step up and show us how deep they are at running back, when Doug Martin comes back, it's all gravy. You can acclimate Doug Martin as slow as you want. You can get him feeling comfortable whenever he's ready, and then you can insert the other guys as well down the stretch.
That's your business.
That can be a two- or three-headed monster.
What are you going to do to those other guys?
Insert them down the stretch. All right? And that's the move. Depth. Yes, you want Doug Martin to be that strong back and come back healthy. No doubt about that. But if the other guys can take those first three games to become a part of this offense, that's dangerous.
That is dangerous. That was a lot. That was a long answer.
Now you're just taking stuff from Pat for the theme of the show.
I'm giving the point to Pat.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you lost.
It wasn't a lanky answer at all.
Luckily for you, there's another question.
Lanky.
So you can kind of at least redeem yourself a little bit
Pat
here.
Pat made a sex joke in the middle of it.
You can lose by less.
Made my answer longer.
I want to take a look at the city of Tampa real quick. Tons of big events
Great
and things
place.
Happening on the way. Let's give it some love here. What should we be most excited about, though? The Trop relocating, the NHL All-Star
That's a funny
game.
Joke.
Not the Trop relocating.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
The Rays relocating, which
the
is
NHL
also a funny
All-Star
joke.
The All-Star game, which is next year, or the Super Bowl, which is in a few years. There is an option on this sheet where you can write in your own answer, by the way.
Listen,
Jaron
Jacobson's going to go first. Hopefully we get to this break before 5:30.
I would love to tell you it's the Rays getting a new stadium, but I mean, I am... Shut up, Pat. I am very optimistic that Ken Hagen's finally going to get this done. I really am getting to that point. That's what we need to look forward to. The Rays will get that stadium. It will be in Tampa. It will be beautiful. That's the move. Are you happy? Brief enough for you, Pat?
Listen, I'm an NFL guy first, right? The Super Bowl is a huge event. There is nothing bigger than the Super Bowl. But it's one day. It's one day. This city needs a new ballpark, and they need that new ballpark to be downtown. And when that happens, there will be nothing bigger than that.
I like both answers.
He was too brief.
He was too brief. I mean, for Pat to say the Super Bowl isn't the biggest thing, and
that's big.
Knowing he loves football as much as he does, I'm giving Pat the point there.
That is pretty big.
Blowout.
4-1 victory.
A 4-1 blowout in front office face off.
I got one. I didn't get goose egg. I didn't get Kansas City Royals.
There are not a ton of great college football games on the docket for the first full Saturday of college football, but there are at least a couple of very intriguing games, including the Michigan Wolverines ruining Zach Blobner's vacation.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.